Hi there. This is Teresa Allen, and this is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee. And I'll call your name, and if you're here, would you state that you are here? Just bear with me. I'm grabbing a folder here. Okay, Teresa Allen is here. Ambrose Lane?
Here.
Max Blanchet?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin?
Here.
Terry Goodman?
Here.
T.C. Smythe? Well, she just was here. Maybe she's on. I think she's probably on mute. Marnie Tattersall?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Here I am.
Okay, and Donna Warren? Okay. Is there someone else that just came on?
Yeah, it was me. I got disconnected when I muted because my home security system does not allow me to push star.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Okay. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee, and I'm assuming that you have seen the proposed agenda, which includes a call to order, a selection of a secretary, approval of the minutes, a discussion of inter-unit transfers. If Ross Wisdom is on, we'll have questions for him.
No, he will not be on.
Okay. Oh, is Ben on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Ben's on the phone. Ben Garcia. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, and variance of audits over the 15 years. An issue of investments, set the next meeting and adjournment. Does anyone have anything to add to the agenda?
Move adoption.
Okay.
A second.
Second, Jan.
Okay. I heard TC second. So the agenda has been moved by Ambrose and seconded. All right. Next, we will select a secretary.
Well, actually, we have to vote to adopt the agenda.
If there are no objections.
I'm sorry.
We'll have to vote.
Let me ask: Is there any objection to approval of the agenda as I've just read it? Hearing no objection, the agenda passes. All right. Next, we need to select a secretary.
I have a nomination.
And who am I speaking with?
This is Terry Goodman nominates R. Paul Martin as secretary of the committee.
Okay. R. Paul, would you like to serve as a secretary?
If nobody else wants it, okay.
You got it.
Wait, just bear with me 1 minute. Is there anyone else that would like to serve? Okay. Hearing none. Let me see. Do we need to vote on this?
When you elect an officer of a committee, it does need to be elected by the committee, but you could pass it the same way you did the agenda, you know, hearing no objections.
Do we hear any objections to R. Paul Martin serving as secretary at this meeting? Okay, hearing none. R. Paul will serve as secretary. Thank you, R. Paul.
Okay.
Okay. Has everyone had the opportunity to read the minutes?
Approval.
Of our last, yes. Just 1 minute, of our last meeting, which was October 26th of 2004. There were two items, as the minutes were presented to me, there were two items that I put on the, excuse me, I'm looking through my minutes here, they're kind of long. These minutes were done by Terry Goodman. Thank you very much, Terry. They were excellent. I did add two small items, and I believe that what you saw in the, what I sent you by email, included my additions. Did anyone have any additions or corrections to the minutes as they were presented by email?
Looked good to me.
Okay. Hearing no objections, let's vote. Does anyone have any objections?
Okay. Well, I don't think I saw the email, but I probably have no objection.
Okay, who am I speaking with?
This is Terry.
You didn't see that.
I'm behind.
Okay, well,
can
I don't
you
know
summarize
exactly
the changes?
I don't know the exactly the page, but it was, I've sent it out twice, and in the first one.
You sent it out all, this is Jan, you sent it out also with the agenda, you sent your minutes out with the agenda.
Yes, as I sent out the agenda, if you've seen the agenda, just go to the end of the agenda, it's at the end. And the only two things that I added were near the end where Lonnie Hicks was speaking, where you wrote in the minutes, we need to look at the physical assets as well. I noted that it was suggested that we discuss the possibility of an investment committee and a survey of assets formulating policy to be put on the next meeting agenda. As good faith value is tied up in our license. And then...
I see it. You have asterisks there.
Yeah. Yes.
Page 5.
And then a little bit further that, there is another one. It said after Wisdom spoke, I also have another asset, something about, after Hicks. With respect to the sizing of various divisions, do you see that one?
Yeah.
Okay, those are the only two corrections that I had. Do we have any other additions or corrections to the minutes? Okay, do we have any objections to approving the minutes? Okay, the minutes are approved. I'm sorry, but Ambrose, does someone need to propose that?
He did.
Okay. Yeah, I did.
All right, so I'm sorry. Ambrose, you moved that the minutes be approved.
Right.
All righty. Now, in the agenda, I wrote interdepartmental transfer, but what I really meant was inter-unit transfer. And Max, I think that you were the one that brought this formally to the agenda. Do you want to state your resolution or your concern?
Well, my concern, and this is something that's coming to me from other members of the LSB here, is simply that we need to have this transfer looked into, established how much they amounted to in recent years, so that we understand fully who's been subsidizing whom. Basically, that's what it boils down to.
You mean transfer of funds between stations?
Between stations, from stations to the national staff,
mm-hmm.
and then
gotcha.
From the national staff to various stations. We've contributed a fair amount of money, of course, to pay the lawsuits. I understand that, but I'd like to understand what other transfers took place to help subsidize operations elsewhere. And we'd like to establish that, and we thought that perhaps the auditing committee could look into that, or not the auditing committee, but the company doing the audit for us would be able to look into that.
Did everyone get the email that I sent out?
Yes, I
Ben?
Did get that, and I.
Sorry, this is Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Yes.
Yes, Ben.
When did you send this out, Ben?
This morning. Well,
okay,
this morning.
I did. I did not get it.
There it is.
Is it very long, Ben?
I got it.
Let's see. It's not too long. It's from Ross indicating the pricing and things of how much it would cost and what he's suggesting. Let's see if I've got it in front of me.
Yeah, he mentions the hourly rates for nonprofits and
yes.
the cost of a special case investigation for items like this. If you ask them to look up something specific or some snag or catch.
Correct. I'd like to say on this, I was going to write something, but I haven't had a chance since we're going through the audit. I mean, we're trying to do a lot of reconciliations that are going on. What I want to say about the interdepartmental or inter-unit, what usually happens there, I mean, I don't know what happened in the past, but currently in last year and this year, what happens is the monies that come in from pass through those accounts are usually monies that are for central services, bill backs for expenses that are incurred on either one company, say for instance KPFA incurs an expense for national, and they bill us back and it passes through there, and we pay that or vice versa. The same thing with central services, the monies that go back and forth, but no. No station can do both entries other than the national office that, again, when we reconcile that account, that account is, what happens is if you make an entry to your receivable or payable, if you want to call it due to or due from, on the, that account, it has to have a corresponding entry to whatever account you are receiving from or paying to. And again, that gets reconciled by us here at the administrative office. So when someone makes an entry, it has to have a corresponding entry to the other company, which the other stations do not have access to. So if an entry is made on one book, it is investigated and made sure that an entry has to be made to another station to correspond with it. And again, monies that transfer through there now, again, are monies that are either central services or bill backs or things like that. Right now, there aren't monies that have come through to go to somebody else. I mean, they don't flow through the national office to flow to another station. Now, in the past...
Ben?
Yes?
You're talking a little bit fast, so sometimes I can't hear whether you're saying
okay.
In the positive or the negative. You're saying that as of right now, there are some... due to, due froms, or not?
No, I mean, what happens now is everything that goes through there are central services, again, and bill backs, those things like that, which, again, are natural items that should flow to or from within the stations. But it's mostly the stations and the national office. It isn't like KPFA and another station or another station going back and forth with receivables or payables, because the only thing that would happen at that time would be PRA if they had premiums and things that were bought or sold, those kind of things. But
this is a new system, isn't it?
Well, it's still the same old intercompany system. It's just now what flowed through that account before in the past is different, maybe different than it is now because of how they handled things that went through. Now, investigating this and going through the detail, we will find and see how monies went from one company or one station to another station, or went from one station to the national office, that kind of thing, or back and forth. Now, normally, like I said, it shouldn't be monies transferred from a station to the national office to another station, because, I mean, that's just like going in a circle. And normally, again, it is for central services, bill backs for charges or expenses that have been incurred at one place, and this should be assumed by another.
This is Terry with a question.
Uh-huh.
Can the Pacifica Finance Office provide a preliminary report on those transfers for the period for which we're considering an audit?
Sure, we can certainly start that. The thing is that the question it would be after we're done with that is if Ross is proposing what you would like to do after that. We can certainly look at the detail and give a preliminary report as to what the transfers were and what for what reason.
That might be sufficient.
Okay. Yeah,
and that would be just for the period, again, that we are auditing, which is the last fiscal period. Is that right?
Well, it's whatever. What period? I think the period we indicated on here was January 2002 to June 2002.
That's in the minutes, yeah.
But we can, I mean, it is up to you or up to us what period you would like to investigate or analyze or that kind of thing.
Max, can you tell us the period that you would like this kind of report to cover so he can satisfy your request?
I need to think about that. Why that particular period you just mentioned? Do you know?
Well, I think it was brought up before from the last. I think the previous meetings. It was brought up that maybe we can go back in the minutes and look, but. Again, that period I think was brought up as for whether Ross or our external auditors could look into that. And again, I think that was a period that was brought up. I really didn't know why.
This is Marnie with a question/comment.
Yes.
I was under the impression that what we were after is like really during the hijack times to kind of bear, some of us felt that some of our stations had put in beyond and above and beyond. And so it seems like, I think we're talking about 5 years, but I totally agree that it should be something done at the national office, and then Ross Wisdom could audit that and say that it had been done correctly. Isn't that where we're really going with this, Max?
Yes, I think that's a very excellent way to put it. That's right. We are particularly concerned about that period to try and determine the flow of monies during that period.
Terry with a comment.
Go ahead, Terry.
If it's not a whole lot of extra work, in which case we should just be told about the amount of work, I think it would be ideal if we could handle, we could investigate such transfers as far back as possible, so that, for example, if WBAI needs some help soon, they could point to a period in our history when they were the ones who were financing other states.
Well, yeah, it would take, again, if we're talking about maybe, like say, if you went back 5 years, we'd have to look at all the detail of the ins and outs of the intercompany account, which would take a considerable amount of time. It's not impossible, but we would have to go back to the systems, and then I think Solomon is one which, when they transferred over from the Solomon system to the Great Plains system, it was done in a lump sum. So yeah, there is no detail. We'd have to go to the Solomon server, get the information from there, and then in order to get the breakdown.
Perhaps as a starting point, though, for years where we don't have detail, we could see the general amount of money that went into central services,
sure,
part of which may have been reallocated. Yeah, just so that we have maximum, because we can be sure that all of it wasn't sent out to another station.
Oh, sure, sure.
Because it financed the national office as well.
Right, because we also do have central services reconciliation worksheets indicating, you know, what the amounts that were coming in.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I think we'd like to see.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the request that PNB. The PNB asked for that information since 1102.
To 6102. That's a priority, yes.
No, it says, no, that's not what it says. According to what's on our agenda, that the PNB requests that in the next audit, that the auditor audit inter-unit transfers beyond those for central services since January 102.
Okay. Yes, this is Teresa. I took an excerpt of what someone had sent to me, and it was supposedly, that the PNB requests that in the next audit, that the auditor audit inter-unit transfers beyond those for central services since 1-1-02.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was passed by the PNB August 23rd of 2004.
Right.
So this is something that our finance committee wanted in this past August. Mm-hmm. Can we comply with that, Ben?
Were the auditors looked into the January 2002 through June?
In August of this year, our finance committee wanted the PNB, had the PNB request that in the next audit, that the auditor audit inter-unit transfers beyond those for central services since 1-1-02.
Right, and then he came back and said what the cost would be. And remember, that's what we discussed last time with Ross, and he indicated it would cost a lot, and then he was trying to indicate what kind of audit that you wanted. You know, again, it's very detailed as to if you want this done, it's going to cost this. If you want this kind of report, it's going to cost this. Or what levels of which verification you wanted when it came to his audit.
Okay.
Can your office do this information and let the auditor audit what you've done?
Well, we certainly try. Yes, we can get the detail and try to analyze it as much as we can, and then present it to Ross, who will do a. It depends upon you on the money we want to spend, how intensive he wants to look at the detail.
Mm-hmm.
When did we transfer from Solomon to Great Plains?
Oh, God, it must have been around 2001.
All right, so we don't need to worry about that because that's not what the PNB is asking for.
Correct. And that's why if I could begin the actual audit or the detail of January 2002 on, but I didn't know if that is the beginning date and that's okay with the audit committee or the finance committee.
Yeah.
Okay, Max.
That'd be a lot cheaper.
Max, I think that we're hearing that Ben is prepared to start doing it from January 1 of 02 forward, and that Ross can review that work. Do you think that will satisfy the finance committee?
I am not on the finance committee, so I can't answer that question. But let's start with that. That's reasonable. That's the PNB's mandate, right?
Yes.
That's right.
And then we can always revisit that down the road.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Through proper channels and proper process, of course.
Okay. Well, I want it to be known that the next time we talk with Ross, that we're going to show him this, that this was a request by the Finance Committee, so that he can focus on that, on checking your work. Does that sound agreeable, Ben?
Yes. And again, there is that memo that came out showing or indicating with Ross. Ross's response to my request was the audit for that particular period and for the interdivisional loan accounts.
Well, I think as long as he's checking your work, then it's not going to be a full-scale investigation that he has to initiate.
Right.
I think that it's not as if we're going to be opening Pandora's box when it comes to expenses.
Well,
and yet he will be alert to there being to our concern about these inter-unit transfers.
You know, this is Jan.
Go ahead, Jan.
The problem with this, you know, saying we're going to do it so he doesn't have to do it.
Yes.
Is that if we, as an auditor, what they have to do is to look over our shoulder, so it's not like he does. In order for it to have the more meaning we want it to have, the more they have to actually start looking at the actual books and making sure that whatever we prepared was right. So I think that chances are we could ask for the cost of the lowest level of auditing. In other words, if we really wanted them to audit whatever it is that for instance Ben did or our office did, it could get to be kind of expensive. And maybe one question that we could also ask ourselves or the PNB is, what are we going to do with this information once we find it? You know, because you kind of, if it's just curiosity, you know, how much is it worth?
Correct. Yeah. To what end are we going to use this report? I mean,
who is that?
This is just Ben. I was just saying. I agree. I mean, I'm more than happy to go through and analyze the information and present it to Ross so he can take a look at it and we can present it. But again, that's the point too. Is once we get the information, a lot of it is old history, and so it's what we do now that's important, but again, we can certainly look at the past and see what has been done.
You know, and the other thing, may I make just another thought along this line, is that if it's just kind of, if we want gross numbers, then we could say transfers that are in excess of X amount of money.
Correct, that's great.
I think that we should sort of, I mean, you know, do we want to, are we really looking to see, you know, were, you know, tens of thousands of dollars transferred, or was it, you know, just in the, you know, five figures? Or, I mean, in other words, maybe we can narrow this down, and maybe it doesn't have to be the audit committee at all, because, if we're looking at this kind of distant history, it's not that we're really auditing it. We're just trying to find out, you know, like where the transfers were. So if we're just looking for history that's several years old, does there really need to be the audit, an audit function, and the auditors even involved? I mean,
I think you're correct. I mean, even if I presented the figures and Ross looked at them, I mean, it's history, and all we're going to do is present it, and what is the audit committee going to do with it? Like you said, I don't know, and I mean, that's a good question. What do we do with that information once we have it?
Well, but we need the information to be able to cross that bridge, it seems.
What is it that we're thinking even, I mean, it's one thing to say, I mean, I think that Terry's point is, if we're going to use this to say, look, you know, we're going to have to actually help, you know, one of the stations now, and we're going to use this as a kind of a prop to justify it, if we need a prop to justify it. Does that need to be the audit? Does this need to be an audited function in order to do that, or can our in-house accountants, you know, just figure it out?
In fact, that's the reason I suggested it, because it's really a waste of money. Because, you know, we're thinking as five units rather than as a single corporation. Because there's only one corporation, and you have five properties. And so there's a transfer between those properties. So what does that mean? I mean, it's a waste of money, really, to do this, but the PNB asked that it be done. So I'm suggesting the simplest way to do it is let the staff pull that material together, present it to the audit committee, and the audit committee makes a decision as to whether or not the auditor or to be spending time doing it, because it costs.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe that's a way. I mean, I think that we could do two things at once. One is have the national office just pull the figures together, and
yeah,
at the same time ask, you know, bring the questions that I just brought up to the national board and say, you know, what is it that you want this, and to what degree of accuracy do you want it, and does it really need to be audited, or is this just you needed somebody to find it out and we're just the convenient folks? I mean, you know, does it need to be, maybe the finance committee could do it, or were you just kind of allocating things out for, you know, to not overwhelm one committee? I mean, I think that these questions could, because to me, if we're talking about things that are more than, you know, if we're talking about the hijacker era, there's no point in auditing it, in my opinion.
Well, we're speaking.
Terry has a resolution.
From January 1 of 2002. Was that Terry? Did you want to say something?
Yes, I have a resolution.
All right, good. Thank you. You saved the day, Terry.
Yes.
I think we need a resolution.
The problem here is that the PNB has requested an audit.
Mm-hmm.
And we have word from Ross Wisdom as to how expensive that can be.
Mm-hmm.
And the general consensus of the audit committee is that maybe a full audit is not required. So in response to the PNB resolution, I moved the adoption by the audit committee of the following. Resolved that the PNB finance office shall begin assembly of the information that would be required for compliance with the PNB resolution of August 23, 2004, calling for an audit of inter-unit transfers since 1102, and that the updated auditor cost estimates for various levels of review and attestation be submitted to the audit committee for an appropriate recommendation to the PNB on how to proceed.
I second that. Great.
Would you be able to email that to me right now?
Yes.
Okay, I would like to say...
I love it.
Well, the train went by as you read it, so...
Okay, that was moved by Terry Goodman, and it was seconded by Ambrose. To me, there are two issues. Is it appropriate, and is the information attainable? I think those are the two issues that we're discussing. And I don't mind having good financial information validated by, you know, by the neutral, the auditor, That's good. And if there is any suspicion that, you know, there's something unresolved, I'm glad that we're going to look into it. I just think we don't want to go into an area that it's like we're mining for some information that is so unattainable or so far back that it's just not useful. But we do want to put this issue to rest, that that everything is above board and there's not unusual transfers that have not been resolved. So is there any other discussion on this motion?
Barry, can you
read it again?
No, just email it to all of us. Are you
okay?
Do a reply to one of the things, so it goes to all of us.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't mind him reading it again.
Yeah. This is Max. Can I jump in and say something very quickly?
Yeah.
Obviously, this thing from the PMB was prompted by some concerns, right? Maybe not everything was said that needed to be said when they put that resolution together. But it came from the PNB, and there was some genuine concern that prompted the PNB to pass the resolution. Isn't that
I'll
right?
Tell you what, yeah, I've heard people say one station owes another station because we put in more money than one station, and maybe the central office owes us money because we put up more money than anybody else doing the thing. That's the kind of conversation I heard on the side.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you where I am coming from personally. I'm not speaking on behalf of anybody, but I'll tell you my honest opinion. It seems to me that, certainly looking at it from the KPFA's perspective, we've been subsidizing folks. Okay? Of course, past history is past history. I understand that. And in addition, we're all the same organization. And this means that those that are better off have the obligation to help others. I don't have any problem with that either. But it seems to me that that should not be used by the elements in need as an excuse not to put their houses in order. That's the concern that I'm coming from. So by having an honest audit of what has gone on and understand, so that we understand exactly how money was transferred over the years, then we will be better able to cope with the reality of today. That's my perspective, to put it very simply.
You know, this is Jan. I think I agree with Max to a certain extent. However, I think that a very important disagreement is saying an audit of what happened. I think just an accounting is sufficient.
I don't disagree with that. That's a very correct way to put it. That reflects my thinking, yes.
Okay, and therefore, if an accounting is all we need, I think we can do this in-house. I mean, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but it seems to me that most of us would be very happy, happy enough to just have, you know, just have our staff, put together these figures.
Let me ask you this. Donna, are you on the phone?
Yes, I am.
You're an auditor. Are we asking for something that's useful, or do you think this is the way to go about it?
No.
It's
in
not
my opinion,
yes.
I don't think that I'm listening to the conversation where people are trying to figure out where transfers between stations, and all of this depends on the policy that corporate is using and which should be disseminated to all of the stations. It may or may not be the right thing to do. If it was the wrong thing to do, well then, you know, I think you can nip it in the bud. I don't think the audit committee is in charge of actually looking at the finances of the station and asking these kind of questions. I agree with Jan, if you want to do an internal review and then make a decision, the PMB can make a decision as to whether it's right or wrong, that would be a better way to go. Because an auditor is not going in there to look at past years. Those past years should have already been looked at anyway. I mean, we've had an audit every year. What he is thinking about doing is trying to review the the transfers for this past year, and the audit committee would like to give him some direction as to what he should review. But at the same time, those transfers, you know, maybe they weren't appropriate. They may not have been appropriate, but I think that kind of starts at the top instead of trying to see what was, you know, and someone brought up a very good point. Before you ask for something to be audited, you need to know why. You know, and if you figure out that KPFA gave WBAI $1 million, even if they didn't know it, so what? You going to get the money back? No, I don't think so, unless they have the money. I think what's important is to go from here and establish some good policies.
Right.
If the whole company doesn't want to have intra-company transfers, then that needs to be made known. So I hope that answered some of the question that you asked me, Teresa.
I would thank you, Donna. I would like Terry to read the motion again.
Okay, and I have sent it out to all members.
I got it.
Resolved that the PNB let me start over. Resolved that the PNB Finance Office. Oh, that's wrong. It should be the Pacifica Finance Office.
Okay.
Yes.
Resolved that the Pacifica Finance Office shall begin assembly of the information that would be required for compliance with the PNB resolution of August 23, 2004, calling for an audit of inter-unit transfers since January 1, 2002, and that updated auditor cost estimates for various levels of review and attestation be submitted to the audit committee for an appropriate recommendation to the PNB on how to proceed.
Hi, this is TC. I have a quick amendment. Can you stick a deadline on it?
I have a concern with this beginning assembling, which doesn't have it doesn't have any finality to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was asking for a deadline.
Excuse me, this is Marty. I'm sorry to be off topic, but as Ben knows, I'm on the road. I'm traveling, and I have to sign off. I'll catch up with you later. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty. So,
why not say that it be? Why not amend it to say that this happened during the current auditing period or something? And there is a time frame for the auditing that's underway right now, isn't it?
Let's ask Ben what is reasonable.
Well, we're still being going through the audit right now, but again, this is something we can certainly begin, but I don't know until I actually look myself into the detail of the, you know, looking at 2002 and looking at the detail. Trying to, again, since we don't have any minimum amounts, of trying to get as much detail as I can.
Maybe we need a date for a preliminary report.
Sure.
A progress report.
Yes, that would be great. That way, for our next meeting, or just in an email, I could certainly let you know what progress we are making on that, as far as gathering the information and try to put it together as to how the funds are flowing.
All right. So Ben, do you want to say with a progress report by email to the audit committee by, and then give a date?
Yes. Let's see. The auditors are here all week. How about a progress report by the 24th? Well, of course, that's our video. I'll send it off. That's Christmas Eve.
Well, how about, I don't think it'll hurt to say by January, because
okay,
you're kind of wrapped up in your audit, aren't you?
Correct. I just didn't want to hold you guys. I think I'm holding you guys up, because I bet January would be fine. I mean, right after the New Year, because then we can certainly look into the detail and see how complicated it is.
All right, so...
Would that be January 3rd?
Okay, great.
By January 3rd. On January the 3rd... Okay, good. That's fine. That the Pacifica Finance Office begin assembling of information for compliance with the PNB... Go ahead, Terry. Finish it.
Further resolve that the Pacifica Finance Office shall provide a progress report
mm-hmm.
to the audit committee
regarding I really do want to have this written before we vote on it.
Oh, of course.
And I want to make sure we're on the same page.
I have it as an amendment being the Pacifica Finance office shall provide a progress report by email to the audit committee by January 3rd, 2005.
Okay, in regard to, we have to say what the progress report is about.
Inter-unit transfers.
Yeah, this is an amendment to that motion, so.
Okay. All right, so the motion is, as Terry read it before, but right after office, that the Pacifica Finance Office provide a progress report to the audit committee by January 3rd, and then continue the amendment as he, the motion as he read it. If that's a friendly amendment, then we don't need to go any further on that issue.
I withdraw my amendment just because that covers my concern in a more comprehensive manner.
All right. Is there any other?
That's how we would amend it. So.
My amendment was to stick a deadline on it, and you've done that only better.
Yeah. So, do we have any other discussion on this motion?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, who's going to be doing the work, Teresa?
It'll be the Pacifica staff here, B and
the Pacifica Finance Office. So that would be Ben, Lonnie, and who else?
It could be Lynn and
Lynn
again. Yeah.
So Ben, you're the assistant treasurer.
No, I'm the controller.
The controller. Oh, okay.
So, and we will be looking at the detail and just analyzing it as we normally would with this, but a little more as to identifying the each entry. I mean, currently, when we reconcile the account, we look to see that there was a corresponding entry from one station to another station, or from one station to the national office, and that they correspond, that they are reasonable in the sense that what is this item, and it doesn't make sense. For instance, central services are flowing through. Yes, we identify that kind of thing. But we would, in this case, not only do that, but we would have to identify it so when we do a report, we can identify the amount and then indicate what those amounts are and what they were for.
Okay, I was just, Ben, I didn't know who that you were the controller. I was just concerned because asking people to put a deadline when you're not even talking to the people who are going to actually do the work doesn't make any sense. But since you're going to do the work and you feel that you can do it, well then, you know, Godspeed ahead.
Yes. Okay, do we have any other any additional discussion on this motion? Okay.
Could I read what I have so that we all are voting on the same thing?
Go ahead.
Okay, what I have is resolved that the Pacifica Finance Office shall begin assembly of the information that would be required for compliance with the PNB resolution of August 23rd, 2004, calling for an audit of inter-unit transfers since 1-1-2002, and that updated auditor cost estimates for various levels of review and attestation be submitted to the Audit Committee for an appropriate recommendation to the PNB on how to proceed. The Pacifica Finance Office shall provide a progress report by email to the Audit Committee by January 3rd, 2005.
I have one amendment. To the audit committee and to the
PNB. Jan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Jan, yes, I'm sorry. To the audit committee and to the PNB. Because, you know, the PNB is going to be meeting at the end of January. If they see it's going to cost $5,000, you know, they could just make this decision by themselves. By the time it comes to us and then goes to them, I think it'll speed things along substantially.
We can get the same memo as that was sent to me from Ross that you received, which indicates the cost on there. They can certainly have access to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess second. You want a second, so
Terry,
I'll second.
We don't need a second if you'll take that as a friendly amendment to your motion.
Well, technically you do, but
yeah, really.
But okay, whatever.
Well, if we include that in discussion and you say, hey, we're discussing it, and I think I'll add that to my motion before it's even seconded. Then
I hear no objection.
Okay.
All right, so we'll just add that in.
All right. How do I phrase this?
Are there any objections?
Do we have any objections to this motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. All right, next item on the agenda. Since Ross is not here, do we have any questions for Ben?
How's the audit coming?
Pretty good. I mean, we've gotten a lot of it done. We met with them this morning, and we've gone over the preliminary things that they'll be needing and what we've given them. We pretty much have other the intercompany account, the due-to-due from which we're discussing, is complete, which means that it zeros out. So all the stations' debits or credits equal across the line, consolidated to a zero. So that was very difficult to do on an annual basis because, again, you have to make sure that one entry on one book is the same as the entry on another book, and it has to zero out. So that's been accomplished, and that's been pretty good for us. We're happy with that. And we've given them, all the confirmations have gone out, and they've received some back. We've done all the bank reconciliations. We've done a lot of the suspense accounts. So a lot of it has been done, and they're only here for the week. So by Friday, we would have given them as much as we can and hopefully begin the trial balance as far as they will do the trial balance on Friday with all entries being inputted already.
So do you feel that you're on schedule?
Yes.
Trial balance by Friday.
Yes. We're going to do our best.
All right. Let me ask one quick question, and this may very well be off topic, but I do want to ask it because it just occurred to me the other day. Someone in some of the finance committee meetings asked about bank charges. Would the auditor look at that, and would the auditor say anything if he thought that our bank charges were unusual or
Yes, he does look at that's one schedule that we do produce, it's bank charges,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Along with consultants and that kind of thing. And we've begun something on that, and I have to jump on that, as soon as, hopefully when the audit is over, is what I'm talking to Bank of America already as far as consolidating, accounts as just for one bank and seeing if we can get a break on bank charges. So that's something that's in the works because right now some of the stations are under Wells Fargo, some are under B of A, some are under, the different banks in different places, Comerica, things like that. So,
and we won't get a better rate until we ask for it.
Exactly. Or just consolidate, say all the stations will be B of A, what kind of rate will you give us, that kind of thing. And same thing with the discount charges for Visas and American Express and those kind of items that flow through some of the lock boxes and things.
Okay.
So, that's in the works. It's just, again, trying to get that information and provide it to B of A and work with them. If that, again, this is something that we can discuss, too, as to how we approach that.
Well, I'm all for you checking on any reductions in rates or lowering of charges that you can, especially as our credit rating improves.
Correct. Yeah.
Teresa, this is Donna.
Go ahead, Donna.
It sounds to me that some of these things that you're asking are really the purview of the finance committee.
Mm-hmm.
They can certainly talk to Ben and get whatever they need to from him. I'm just a little concerned that the audit committee is duplicating and taking on duties that you really shouldn't be doing. And I'm wondering if someone has written out a game plan of as much specifically what the audit committee is supposed to be doing as possible. I don't know.
You know what? I would love your assistance with that.
Well,
you think you could help us with that?
Yeah, but you didn't answer my question. Did you already do it?
I did. Wasn't something sent out on what the audit committee's function was?
Because
did Marnie?
I'm looking at the bylaws right now, and it's very, very brief. I'm sure you can read stuff into it.
Mm-hmm.
But, we've got a finance committee. We have an audit committee.
Mm-hmm.
And one shouldn't be dabbing into what the other is supposed to be doing. And certainly the audit committee shouldn't be responding to the finance committee to ask Ben questions. They have enough power to do that themselves. You know, so I'm just, maybe I'm a little
confused. That's why I prefaced my question by saying that it might be off topic. I wanted to look at that question from the perspective of, would the auditor call something to our attention if, from his or her experience, he saw something out of line with other professional services that they see in their line of work while they're auditing.
What you do have, you've got the controller online. Ben, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
Ben can give you a game plan, can tell you exactly what the audit committee is supposed to be doing, as opposed to what the finance committee is supposed to be doing. And I suggest that a checklist be made up so that people don't duplicate effort.
That's
my suggestion.
Certainly I would like to give Ben license to tell us if he thinks we're out of line or nitpicking or...
No, I'm not involved currently in the finance committee, but you're right. I don't know unless I check with Lonnie as to what kind of things they're requesting or what their function is in some areas. So I think that would be good to, I certainly can discuss it with him as to what is being done there and what he thinks we should be doing. So, like you said, we aren't duplicating.
Well, Donna, you're proposing that Ben create a checklist for our committee as to what we should be doing?
Well, yeah, he's the controller. He's the expert. So, you know, he could advise you much better than, well, he can advise you. I'm not going to say much better. Just
okay.
Advise you. And, you know, he's already working for the foundation, I think, right?
Well, I'm not sure if we need a resolution for that. But, Ben, if you could create a checklist for what you would like us to be covering, we would be happy to have that.
That's not what I said.
I'm not understanding. Okay, go ahead, Donna.
A checklist to determine what the audit committee is supposed to be doing and what the finance committee is supposed to be doing. That would help Ben and Lonnie a lot, because then they don't have to respond to two people or respond to one group through another group. You know, it's kind of like policies and procedures. You know, you have it down. You know what it is, and so when people come to you, you're able to tell them according to what this corporation, this foundation, has thought out already. And I really want to save Ben a little bit of time too, because the finance committee has numerous requests. And, you know, quite possibly it could be duplicated by what the audit committee is asking for. And what I'm concerned about is the audit committee. Audit committee should be adhering to the bylaws as much as possible and to the purpose of an audit committee. Really shouldn't be doing anybody else's chores, because it taints the audit committee, and, you know, it takes away from what you're supposed to be doing.
Donna, if you see us doing something that's not our business, just tell us. I don't want
to.
Well,
you know, I have to think about these things. but with that, I'm going to have to leave. But Ben,
yes,
you got a lot of work ahead of you,
yes,
kid. I'm sorry, but I got to go to another meeting,
okay,
and I'll talk to you guys real soon. I'll talk to you, Therese, on the phone or email.
Great. Thank you, Donna.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Does anyone have additional questions for Ben? Okay, item number five.
I do.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And I don't, it's not on this topic, but, and I'm not even sure that it's on this agenda, but you know, I brought it up before, and other people were also interested in it.
This is Jan Goodman. Go ahead.
This is Jan Goodman. Yes, I'm sorry. And that is the issue of, I guess it's procedures, audit procedures, on taking in money at events.
Okay.
And I don't know where that goes. And again, maybe this isn't an audit question. Maybe it's, I mean, it ultimately is an audit question, because the auditor needs to know how money was taken in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in order for them to audit it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it may be that we it may need to be a procedure question.
Mm-hmm.
So where does this fit in to our?
I think that this was brought up before, and I think the thing there is, I was talking to Phil, who does events here, and again how we handle that, and the procedure of taking checks and monies, and it's again they have to have people that that work I think at the station, not have volunteers and things like that. But again, you could always, I mean, the thing is whether we're satisfied with that kind of situation or whether we actually hire a bonded company that would actually do that for us, you know, would work the door, if you want to call it that. Because, again, these functions that we have, do we pay? Do people buy tickets through a website? That kind of thing. Again, everyone is different in the different stations. So, again, I think the best way to do is to investigate, and that's certainly something I can do, as to what kind of functions and how they're done at each of the stations. And when they have an event, a community event, I should have met as to, okay, what does your community event consist of, and is money taken at the door? Is it something that's tickets are sold ahead of time? And then we can sort of approach it that way. But I think that was the problem before, is trying to nail down one procedure that would fit all.
Well, this is Teresa. I want to say something here. First of all, we have to ask, in delving into this subject, are we violating what Donna just said was perhaps not our purview?
Well, that's part of my question. In order to audit something, you do, however, need to have some procedure
right.
to know how the audit is. So it's not necessarily ours, but it's mm-hmm. it ultimately ends up being ours, because how can they audit figures on how much was taken in at an event
mm-hmm.
if, you know, the first question is, well, how was the money taken in? Well, it was taken
I'm sure
in.
We have a, I'm sure that each station does things differently, and then it varies also from event to event. Could we perhaps solve this problem by asking the finance, what's the term, what's the title of the people at each station? Can we ask the stations whether they have policy involving this?
The business
is awful, Martin. My impression, we were told, we had a meeting back in May at WBAI,
uh-huh.
and Lonnie Hicks and Dan Coughlin were there, and they said that Pacifica did in fact have new policies that they were having for events where money is being collected, because we had the WBAI had a Riverside 9/11 event where the cash receipts were given to somebody and took 8 months to get to WBAI's bank account. And we were told that in May that there were already these procedures that were new ways for all the stations throughout Pacifica to handle money, and that they were there. So
mm-hmm.
do we not have those?
Well, I'd have to check with Lonnie again. That may have gone through something through the finance committee that they discussed and had our handled. But again, in my dealings, again, because I haven't been to the actual functions or actually have reviewed what kind of events each of the stations have. I mean, Lonnie's, again, a lot more familiar with that because he travels to all the stations and, again, sees the situations that are going on at each of the stations. So, again, I can certainly talk to him and ask him as to what, since he said that, has there been another event at BAI, WBAI?
Let me think. A cash at the door event?
Correct. Like something that someone would have implemented some procedures, say.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Well, I know that KPFT has had a number of cash at the door events.
Uh-huh.
Can we just ask, I don't know if we need a resolution, but can we just ask Ben to ask Lonnie if that is in writing, and if so, can we see it?
I'll be happy to ask if you want me to.
Okay.
Yeah, please. This is TC with a comment. KPFT's had a number of those events here recently, maybe half a dozen or so in the last couple, 2-3 months. And it's come up before as a question not in the LSB, but just in casual conversation and committee meetings and things, and nobody really has a standard an understanding of how those events get approved as well as how the money gets from point A to point B. And the only answer I've heard is that the station says you have to have one member of the station staff present at that event to account for any cash that's taken in. I don't think that's what's in writing, and I don't think it's quite good enough.
Mm-hmm.